Margaret Hart had a circuitous route to her first full-time teaching job. She thought she wanted to teach music at the secondary level, but then realized her passion was for elementary school. She had to stop her studies at one point for financial reasons. She also started a family.
Two kids, you know, working, going to school with two kids. It takes a little bit longer, but I finally finished, finally student taught. And last year I got hired just 10 days before the school started. I got a fourth grade position, got my classroom all ready, and it was just a magical, wonderful time for it to finally all come together.
Hart knew she had landed in the right place.
The school district in general, but especially Kiko Shaheen, is just a wildly supportive school. And so my first year teaching went really well. I had a great group of kids.
And then came budget season.
And so there's always a little bit of uncertainty and always a little bit of worry, but it's always this idea of, well, we figure it out every year. And this year, probably around the end of April, early May, it really started feeling like this year was going to be different.
When the chips fell, Hart was among 14 people whose contracts were not renewed.
It's devastating to so many families, but at the same time, it is what we deal with and something that is a yearly cycle. And yes, we go into it with our eyes wide open. We know that this is part of it. It doesn't make it any less difficult.
Disheartening is the word Stephanie Peterson uses for this round of layoffs.
You know, for everybody, I know it's not what the board wants. I know it's not what the administrators want. It's, you know, it's not what anybody in town wants.
Peterson is a veteran teacher who has worked for the district for decades and knows what Hart and her colleagues are going through.
Most of them obviously haven't been teaching for very long. They're not tenured. And I'm pretty sure there's most of the community has no idea how hard those first year and second year teachers work and how many hundreds of unpaid hours they put in.
But if early career teaching is difficult, it's also exciting, Peterson says.
And as you go through the year, you have all these other wonderful educators around you, and you start right away to buy into next year. Next year, I'm going to try this, and I learned this, and next year I want to do this, and let's you and I collaborate next year on this. And then all of a sudden, you know, through these circumstances, it's taken away.
That's the emotional toll, Peterson says. Then there's the financial reality.
You know, when you get a new job like that, you might buy a house, or you might have insurance. A lot of these teachers, their spouses work in the charter industry or the fishing industry, or you know, a small construction company or something like that. They don't have insurance. And I mean, yet they have a family. And so it's, I mean, economically, of course, it's really frightening.
Margaret Hart says she's fortunate to have a partner with a steady job and benefits, but she knows that's not the case for everyone.
So we're going to stick around for this year and keep our fingers crossed that things equal out. In the future, if it doesn't, you know, I want to stay in this field. I want to stay in education. So we'll probably look at other places, at least for short period stints.
She says her biggest takeaway from this whole experience has been realizing just how much uncertainty permeates the education system right now.
It affects more than just me, you know, not having a job. It affects, you know, my child who's in the school district. There's uncertainty everywhere. There's uncertainty of what grades people will be teaching. There's uncertainty of how many teachers at each grade level, how many kids are going to be in each class. So it's just uncertainty across the board.
That uncertainty affects Peterson as well. She retired 3 years ago, but still works in the schools. She was supposed to be long-term subbing in the fall.
But that teacher did get a pink slip. So yeah, now I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be doing either.
Both teachers worry about the impact of these layoffs on kids and class sizes and opportunities. Peterson shakes her head at Alaska's lack of a dedicated source of revenue for education. Hart urges people to stay tuned in and involved. Meantime, she's looking forward to getting back into the classroom whenever she can.
Even with all the uncertainty, I would do this uncertainty again year after year if I had to, because this is just something that I really care about and I love doing.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Jeb Sharp.